It's the Next Level Contractor Podcast.
Yeah, I'm talking about Mountain Dews, baby.
We're coming at you every Monday at 7 a.m. in 30 minutes or less with no bullshit.
Eat bread, desserts, and just get all fat and sassy.
Helping small businesses and construction companies be more profitable with better leads and better systems.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
And I am on the road again for this podcast, so audio quality is less than ideal. I need to find a Rode setup for my audio, but I am going to be talking about something that I think will benefit a lot of you, which is basically SEO tips to save you time. I'm going to focus a little bit more on construction companies, but there are SEO tips to save you time, and I think a lot of people need this because I'm realizing so much of the benefit of what we provide as a company is just people don't have time for this shit. They're smart people. They could do it themselves. They're often extremely talented in a lot of ways, and if they had the time, they could knock out content. They could do all the things that is required for SEO and really getting higher on Google, but people just don't have the time. So here's some ways to save time. So the first thing that I'm going to suggest is using video and then getting the video transcribed and then written out for you. So if you have more money than time, you can hire a video person, but there are a lot of cheap video people out there in the world, and some of them could be along for the ride. And could spend a half day with you every month. You essentially use that video on your website to get people to stay longer with the content. You have to make it somewhat entertaining, but if it's paired with a blog post, it's great for getting people to stay on your website, which is huge for search engine visibility. And then also just putting that out on your Facebook, your Instagram, maybe even LinkedIn if you're doing a lot of commercial stuff. Whatever it happens to be, B2B, business-to-business stuff. And then the other thing is that afterwards, somebody can just take that video and transcribe it for you. So they can write out the entire video word for word. I love a tool for this called Descript. That's D-E-S-C-R-I-P-T. It's pretty accurate. It's 95% accurate. And you can just go through and fix up anything afterwards. Or you can have a human do it and turn it into a blog post that's, you know, a little bit more built for blog. Because obviously a transcription isn't going to be perfect. And it's also not exactly like a blog post style. And you want to have headings and stuff like that. And then lastly, just really this idea of turning one piece of content into, let's say, seven. It's actually magical. Once I realized, if I shoot a video, I can turn it into a podcast. I can turn it into a bunch of little videos and honestly have someone on my team do that. Then it opened up a lot of stuff for me. It feels like we're creating more content than we're actually creating because we're turning every piece of content into seven. So that is something to think about. Finding ways to turn one giant piece of content, whether it be video, into, let's say, a podcast. Let's say a video, you know, smaller videos on social, like minute videos, the full thing on video on YouTube, putting out little mini pieces of content on Instagram from it. Maybe you do quotes and turning it into a blog. Basically, that's where it really starts to, I think, pay off, especially if you have people that are not you doing all that extra stuff. So something to think about. All right, so the second big category of ways to save time on your SEO, batch your most important Google visibility tasks in a 3-hour clump on Saturday. So this is one that I have for anyone under $500,000 revenue. And if you are unable to hire an SEO company, which, you know, if you find a good fit, obviously can be a giant time saver too. But, you know, frankly, a lot of people shouldn't be hiring an SEO company. If they're under, let's say, $500K in revenue, But if you could write one badass piece of content a week, it's just what the doctor ordered for your company's website. And it will really help get higher in Google, especially if you're using the questions that you're getting in sales. So if somebody's asking questions a lot, or people are asking the same question three times, four times, five times, if you create a piece of content that really explains that in detail, not only will you have something to give them, but you'll also be better prepared next time they ask that question because you've formulated your thoughts. You've actually taken the time to write down in a clear format what the key points are, and maybe you'll be able to tell them that answer faster next time, increasing your sales. So think about writing, especially if you're under that 500K mark, as an opportunity to formulate your ideas and to better bullet point out key things in the sales process to allow you to sell better too. So writing will help you sell better. No joke. I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in other people's lives. It's huge. Secondly, on this point, links are super important for visibility. So in this batching on Saturday, 3-hour clump on Saturday, you can do any link building at that time. So let's say you spend a couple hours on the blog post and you do any outreach or purchases. You can, you know, if you're purchasing guest posts, if you're, you know, people say not to do that. I'm going to just be honest. It's not really that crazy. And it's basically like buying an ad, just a link ad. And links do help you get higher on Google. So figuring out where those are, because there are a lot of people that are selling shitty links, shitty stuff like that, but you have to find ones that are quality and using, you know, figuring out what those metrics are that you're going to track quality. The absolute ideal is being on a blog that holds your ideal customer's attention. So in Minneapolis, we have a company called Artful Living that we've done work for, SEO work for. And if you're a construction company in Minnesota, being on Artful Living's website is actually massive as far as the actual visibility for the ideal customer, that if especially if you're a high-end home builder. So finding those publications that actually own the attention of your ideal customer and talking to those people, getting in with those people, it's not a one-and-done thing. You have to build these relationships over time. And that is probably the most ideal scenario, is that you are providing useful content to a publisher or somebody else who owns that attention. And then lastly, working on your meta titles and descriptions. So if you're not super aware of SEO, this isn't going to make a ton of sense, but your meta titles are huge. Every page that you put out on your site has an opportunity to tweak that meta title. Through, like, if you're on WordPress, Yoast SEO, you can edit that meta title. Squarespace has it. Edit the SEO title. And basically, what you need to do here is recognize that don't just guess and then set it and then forget it. Connect Google Search Console to your site and see what that page is ranking for. And then every week, just kind of bust in there for a little bit, maybe 20 minutes, and just see what it's ranking for, see what it's actually getting clicks for, and then modify the meta title to match up with where it's actually getting clicks and impressions. And once you connect Google Search Console, just search, you know, how to connect Google Search Console, you'll get all that data for what people are searching, and it is extremely powerful. We use this on every client that we do SEO for, and small businesses could really benefit from spending a little bit more time learning Search Console, even in a basic way. All right, number three, turn your team into a content machine, particularly in slow times. So, man, if people realized how powerful content was, especially content that's going after these questions that people are asking in sales, especially, you know, trying to find what people are actually searching, just turn on your team if they're ever slow, if it's ever slow, if they need something to do on a Friday. Have a list of blog posts that you want to go after as a team. It's crazy powerful. We have a how to write a great blog post infographic. And if you want to check that out, it's just hookagency.com/perfect-blog. And it will walk you through the anatomy of a perfect blog post, just where to put the keyword, that kind of stuff. Send them there. Just have them write things that they're learning about or things that they know that they find interesting. If there's, you know, hacks, let's say construction tips, DIY stuff, whatever it happens to be, that they're sharing these new strategies and tips, and then share all over social. And this helps your website seem fresh in Google's algorithm. So just that drip, drip, drip of content going out on your website is really good for helping the other pages on your website rank. So it's not just about that one blog post ranking. It's actually about the full site. And you got to kind of keep some guardrails in place, because people will sometimes take 5 hours, 10 hours to do a blog post. Find a couple people that can do it in 2 or 3 hours and let them do it more often. And it's really important to not let them spend crazy amounts of time on this, because obviously that's not profitable for you. All right, so number 4, steal keywords from your competitors and look at bigger markets for clues. So you could just constantly be looking at your local market, but really my big tip here is look at bigger markets. So they're not direct competitors if you're a service-based business, but if you look at the meta titles, Google, let's say Chicago roofing or Chicago, you know what I mean? Like Google bigger markets plus your service and see what they're doing on their meta titles, because often they've spent a lot of money on SEO. And you can see what they're ranking for. You can see what the keyword volume, how much people are searching something in that area, and kind of relate it back just to kind of get a sense of scale and to get a sense of demand in a bigger market, and then maybe kind of scale it down and compare, steal what's working. And then of course we always suggest these, but Ahrefs, AHREFS.com, and SEMrush, SEMrush.com, are both tools that you can pop in your competitor's website, see what they're ranking for, and then create content or change your meta titles to target those. We talk about that a lot, so I'm not going to go crazy into that, but that goes back to that actually tweaking your meta titles on a regular basis. I just did it last night. Super fun. And when you're putting out content the first time, you might not know exactly perfectly what everything should be ranking for, so looking at it later is really helpful. And then lastly, of course, hopefully you sensed a little bit of a pitch here, but we've got, you know, our fifth one is just hire us or hire any agency that just does all the work for you. I hate SEO companies that basically just give you audits and tell you what to do. Like, you don't have enough on your plate already, especially if you're running a successful construction company or a small business. I know people are going to say, these construction SEO tips are great, Tim, but I literally have no time. And that's when you find a niche agency like ours or anyone that is vigorous about the work they do. And I believe SEO for the right company is just going to help accelerate what you're doing, can 10x your leads, and make sure they do content and linking efforts every single month, and get it in writing, get it in your contract. Make sure that it's actually, there's substantial stuff happening every month. There's a lot of people that will set it and forget it, kind of tack it on to paid ads or PPC campaign or something like that. You know, you don't have to have PPC and SEO under the same company. You know what I mean? Under the same agency. There's a lot of people that are really great at PPC but suck ass at SEO. So just recognize that. And then lastly, just don't settle for a company that doesn't have clear deliverables and that's aggressive and that has a track record in your industry. That's the most important thing when looking for an SEO company. But hey man, saving time is powerful. If you're spending a lot of time on this stuff, it's not bad. It's good to learn this stuff for sure. I think this is a really good thing to stack with other, you know, understanding of business, with running your business, with sales stuff. It's good to know this stuff. But then once you get the basics, it's really good to have somebody kind of run it for you if you're, you know, making over 500K. Let's say, for instance, $1 million to $3 million construction companies really should have somebody else probably doing this. And then, you know, it's hard to know when it's time to hire somebody internally. But let's say you're 10 million, you hire a marketing manager. That marketing manager isn't necessarily going to be a search engine optimization expert either. So it's finding where to find those specialists to pair with that awesome marketing manager who is doing the social stuff, which is a lot of time, who's doing sales support, print materials, and all these other things, and just pairing specialists in the right areas with that awesome marketing manager who's crushing it for you as well. And of course, if there's anything we can do for you, send me a message, tim@hookagency.com. Or if you just want to skip right into our sales funnel, it's hookagency.com/Q to fill out a questionnaire and to get started. But really, I hope that some of this helped you save some time to get into this in a way that won't take up more than 3 hours on a Saturday or what have you. And I know you guys are hustling out there, so solidarity, and it's the Next Level Contractor Podcast. Coming at you every Monday at 7 a.m., 30 minutes or less, no bullshit. Helping construction companies and small businesses be more profitable, with better leads, and better systems. And we're Hook Agency. It's Hook Agency all over social. Agency.com. And I hope you guys have a great day.